48 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your Friday morning, 25th day of July. 65 degrees right now. Going to make our way to a high today of 93. James Timberlake got a busy day in front of him. He joins me right now. Honored to have him on the show because he's going to be putting in about a 13, 14-hour day today.
Well, no. I don't know.
That's right. It's an afternoon game, so it's just part of your job.
I was going to say, like, what do you know that I don't know right now?
It's just part of your job. It's this afternoon.
Yeah, right. Starts at 1.
Okay, 1 o'clock, we have Jets baseball on KWIO, radio only. James will have that call for you, so tune it in. It's State A baseball right here in Sheridan, so I'm seeing a lot of the baseball players in town.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
All right, so a tough loss last night. Jets will play this afternoon, 1 o'clock. James is going to have the call for you. All right, James.
I'll have it.
He'll have it. On this date, big day for Wyoming, James. 1868, the Wyoming Territory is created by the U.S. Congress on this date.
Hey, there we go.
I know, right?
We've made it.
Big day, 1868. 1980, Australian hard rock band AC/DC released the album Back in Black.
Right.
All right.
Famous.
Yeah, very famous. Hey, we're 5 months from Christmas. It's July 25th.
Yeah, I know. It's Christmas in July.
I know. 5 months away from Christmas, but we're 1 month away from Bronc football, too.
I know. Yeah, I know.
And Big Horn at Doug River. Yeah, so football season, high school gets underway here in about a month. Carousel day. You like carousels?
I honestly don't know the last time I rode on one, I'll be honest with you. But
really?
They're cool.
Okay.
They're pretty cool, I guess.
All right. You're cool, you guess.
Yeah, why not?
All right, go for it. Would you get on a carousel if I said, let's go do it? Would you jump on one with me?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right, thanks.
I don't know.
I want to ride alone.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Nobody wants to ride a carousel alone.
Right.
If you see somebody riding a carousel alone, it's usually a precursor to like a horror movie. Or something like
this
that.
This is true, James.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Today, Hire a Veteran Day. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hire a Veteran Day. It is a Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Okay, we can go for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Red shoes. You got red shoes?
I have red shoe accents. Shoes with red accents.
Well, you have a pair of tennis shoes, I think, that are pretty all red, aren't they?
Not all.
Or is that Ron Richter?
That's probably Ron.
Probably Ron. Ron's a tennis shoe king.
Ron's got more shoes than I have clothes.
I know. Me too. All right, merry-go-round day. Jump on the merry-go-round.
That's the same thing as a carousel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know why they have a carousel day, merry-go-round.
Well, it's the same thing.
Aren't they kind of the same? Somewhat. All right. Talk in an elevator day. No.
No. Unless it's somebody
I will walk in. If I walk into an elevator, it opens up, and you walk in, there's a bunch of people, I'll just kind of do the hi.
Yeah, you do the head
right.
Nod.
Well, I don't just do a head nod. I
do the
hi.
Smile, head nod.
Yeah, smile.
So
you look like you're friendly coming into the elevator, right?
Do the quick smile and head nod.
Yeah, hi.
I hit him with a how are you.
And then that's the extent of the conversation.
And then
right.
All right. Had a good convo.
Right.
I met this great guy in the elevator. That's what I'll say when I get to wherever I'm going.
Right. There you go. Wine and cheese day. Okay.
Sure.
Why not?
People love it.
I know.
Not for me, but people love it.
Right. I'll go with the cheese.
Yeah. No, we know.
You know that.
We know.
All right. Tomorrow, July 26th, Mick Jagger, 82. With the Stones, lead singer. They're still going, aren't they? They're still touring, aren't they?
I think Mick Jagger retired, though.
Did he retire?
I thought I remember, because I thought his voice was starting to go.
Well, 82. Man, those old rockers recently, Ozzy Osbourne, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Unbelievable. This guy's never quit. Sandra Bullock. Love her. She's 61 today. She's a great actress. Chris Harris, if you were watching The Bachelor, all the ladies out there know what I'm talking about, Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison's 54. He was the former host of Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Oh yeah, I know this guy.
Okay. Yeah. If you spent any time watching this show.
Wow.
He's what?
He's great for 53.
54.
54.
Did I say 53? He's 54.
No, he's 54 tomorrow.
54 tomorrow.
Yeah,
yes,
Saturday.
Excuse me. Thank you. All or nothing day tomorrow. Go all out, man. All or nothing.
Sure.
I like that.
Why not?
You know me, James. All or nothing.
What if somebody says nothing, though?
Then let's go all nothing, then.
Yeah.
Just go all in. Aunt and Uncle Day. Yes. Growing up, I was really close with a lot of my aunt and uncles.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. Bagel Fest Day.
Okay.
All right.
Bagel Fest
Day? Right, Bagel Fest Day.
Okay.
Sure. Day of the American Cowboy, James. We just had the Senator Brasso had a story on it. It's the official Day of the American Cowboy right here in Wyoming. And what a better place to come from our representatives in Wyoming. I love it. American Day of the American Cowboy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Dog Photography Day. There's a challenge.
Dogtography.
Dogtography.
They'll call it.
That's a good name.
Dogtography.
All right. Tofu Day tomorrow.
Never had it.
So much. Yeah, you're not missing anything.
It's one of those things that's it's very big in Japan, I believe.
Yes.
But yeah,
not so much. It's okay. I've had it.
They do.
It's all right.
They're big on tofu, and they also like, from what I understand, they love spam over there.
They do.
They really like spam.
I know.
Two things I've never had before.
You're not missing out on the spam deal, let me tell you.
So here's the funny thing is I've heard two different versions of it. I've heard somebody like you that's like, yeah, not very good. It's just compact together. And
yeah.
Then I've heard the other version where people are like, I love it. It's just salty, a little round piece of salted meat. I love it. So I've heard two different things. I have no idea what to expect.
So you need to try it, and you can be one of the two. All right.
It really does come from a time when we really did not care how it looked when it was packaged.
I know.
Just maybe the ugliest thing in the world.
I used to eat pickled pig's feet.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, you don't have a lot to complain about when it comes to the spam. All right.
I did. I grew up eating pickled pig's feet. Yeah. That's, we ate. It was actually not bad. Oh, talking about salty. Oh, my.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what the salt intake was on that. But yeah, we ate pickled pig's feet.
I'm surprised you do. I mean, think of the stuff that pigs step in.
Well, I'm sure they clean it, James.
Well,
before they do that.
Gross.
Right. Well, you know, it isn't bad, actually, from what I remember.
I mean, I believe
I have not had probably pickled pig's feet since I was in high school on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I wouldn't either.
Must have been a farm thing.
I was going to say.
All right. You see them in stores. You can buy them in a jar.
I know. There's a whole
section of it.
There's a whole part of our community and beyond that loves pig's feet.
And I used to love cow heart.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Okay, we're moving on. James says move on. We're going to move on. All right. It's Chicken Finger Day tomorrow, James. You like chicken fingers?
See, that's easy.
There you go.
That one I can get behind.
All right, you can move on that.
Some chicken thighs or whatever.
Right.
Fry them up. Delicious.
Go. I love it. I love my air fryer.
Yeah, one of the great inventions of the 21st century.
It is, because I eat a lot more chicken.
Oh, yeah. It's best through the air fryer, too.
It is.
So good.
Oh, I know. Okay, creme brulee day. There you go.
Yeah.
You like the dessert?
I love.
That's on Sunday.
Brulee.
Yeah, that's on Sunday. Also on Sunday, tip of the cap, Korean War Veterans Armistice Day.
Mm.
Okay. On
yeah.
Sunday. Yes. Had an uncle that was in the Korean War.
Mm.
Love is Kind Day on Sunday. It's also,
sure.
It's also Parents Day.
Sure.
Jeez. Yeah. Mom and dad. You have a mom day. You have a dad day. Now we have a parents day. All right. Now it is, Take your houseplants for a walk day.
I have heard of that.
I know. People do. They put them in a wagon and off they go.
They do need the sun.
Right.
In order to live.
Right.
So, why not?
Hey, did you see the lettuce that we've got from the Love Garden upstairs in the refrigerator?
I did see that.
All right. We've got a garden.
We do.
Up here at Shared Media. We call it the Love Garden in honor of our former owner, Kim Love.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the Love Garden. And Liz picked some nice looking lettuce on there. Eating some. We're going to be eating healthy.
We're going to try to.
Yeah. You know, yeah, so, if we don't have any pickled pig's feet with that,
well,
right?
I mean, that's still probably. It's probably healthy a little bit anyways, but
right.
Well, we're going to try to, and then once we start getting closer to like November, then people are going to start bringing in the treats and then it's all over.
We're going to have pumpkins later on too.
That's true.
We've got a lot of stuff in the old Love Garden, man. I like it. All right. Did you know nearly 90% of us are planning to do this year? What is it? It's cut one dish from Thanksgiving. Oh. You know, we
cut one dish. No, add
cut
one
a dish.
Cut
you
a dish.
You don't like sweet potatoes, right?
Yeah, but there's plenty of people that are there that do enjoy sweet potatoes.
If I'm going to cut something, I'm cutting sweet potatoes. I know people are like, "Are you crazy?"
I mean,
I don't like them.
I'm cutting the. I'll be honest with you. I'm cutting the green bean casserole.
Oh,
get it out of my life!
That's one of my favorite things.
Sorry.
The green bean casserole.
Get it out of my life forever.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we won't be at Thanksgiving together, James.
We knew that already, though.
All right. James is coming up with Swap Shop, and James has Jets baseball this afternoon at 1 o'clock on 1410 KBYO and 106.9 FM. All right. Check it in. James will have that call for you this afternoon. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Your skin needs to be kissed on. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts.